Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Chav Gimel, Baba Metzia 23b, pagination is 46, starting towards the bottom of the page, four lines up from the wide lines. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said in our Mishnah that if something is on Purya, you do not have to announce it, presumably because it won't be able to be identified by the owner. We assume the owner has given up hope already, and the laws of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects, do not apply. Mai Anpurya, the Gemara asks, what does this word Anpurya mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmo, Kelim Chadoshim Shlosavosan Ho'ayin. It's referring to new items that the eye has not yet been satisfied with them, meaning there is not yet owner's recognition by sight. Heichidomi, what's the case? Isbuhu simin, if it has a describable sign, kilosavasan ha'ayin mayhava, who cares if you can't recognize it? Say the sign, and we're good. It's got three scratches on the back, in the shape of whatever. Idelespuhu simin, and if it has no sign to prove that it's yours, kizavasanayin mayava, who cares that you could recognize it? You could scream, I recognize it. That's not going to get it back for you. How does the finder know that it's yours? La'olam delespuhu simin. The Gemara answers, it does not have a sign. Nafkamina, but nevertheless, it makes a difference whether the owner can recognize it. There's a concept of returning a lost object to a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, by recognition. Since he's a person of such high stature, it's assumed that he has that integrity, that if it's not his, he would never claim it. And this is one of many sources to recognize that a Torah scholar is not just an intellectual status, it is an ethical status, that the person is searching for truth, and in all of his dealings, he's truthful and of high caliber. And therefore, Savasan Ha'ayin, if he owned it long enough to have recognition on it, so kimli bigavaihu umahadrinan li, he knows that it's his, and we will trust him, and we will give it back to him. Kilosavasana ayin, but if he didn't have it long enough, lo kimluhu bigavaihu, he doesn't know for sure that it's his, velo mahadrinan li, and we won't be able to return it to him, even though we trust him, but he'll never be able to say that. So if the item is very new looking, so then the finder can keep it. The implication is there is a case where the item is older, still has no simon, but it's older, and you would be able to return it. And that's this case of a person who's totally trustworthy, claiming it by recognition. The Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because indeed Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Bahani Talas Mili, regarding these three topics, Avidi Rabbonon de Mishanu Bimilayhu. Rabbis, meaning people of the Torah scholarship movement, would be willing to change their words, to be like a white lie, a little adjusting the truth, but only in these three topics. What are the three topics? Mesechta, Purya, and Ushpiza. Mesechta means if he learnt a certain topic, he has the right out of humility to say that he's not an expert in that topic. So, but that's a dishonesty. But he's allowed to do that. It's an act of humility. He's allowed to say he's not an expert in the topic. Purya has to do with pru urevu, intimacy. So Rashi says, if they would ask him, were you with your wife? He's allowed to alter the truth. He's allowed to jump the question and be on a very strict level. You might call it dishonesty. Tosfos says, if they ask him if he slept in a certain bed and he's worried that there might be a stain over there that would indicate an emission, so he's allowed to say that no, he didn't sleep there, or somehow cover up for himself. Topics of privacy, things that no one had any business asking and trying to expose him with no justification, just to embarrass him. These are private topics. He'd be allowed to jump the question and avoid it. Uvu ushpiza, as well as in the topic of hospitality. So Rashi explains, and this is very important, Chafetz Chaim mentions this in Shmiras HaLashon as well, that sometimes praising a person could do him harm. If he was hosted well by somebody, and now people ask him, were you hosted, or did he host you well? He's allowed to alter the truth and minimize how he was treated if he's worried that people who are not worthy are going to pressure that person for hospitality, for yichlu es mamono, and they're going to use up his money. The idea here is that even, for example, someone gives tzedakah, if you're dealing with good people and you let them know he gave me tzedakah, so perhaps there's no problem. But if you let unsavory characters know that you got a significant donation, that he's a softy for tzedakah, he gives generously, he doesn't know how to say no, so then they can come and pressure him and take money from him, and therefore you would have the right, perhaps the obligation, to alter the truth and say, yeah, he was okay. As a host, you know, nothing to write home about, if that's going to be a protection for him. My nafka mina, what's the application that it makes a difference? And the Gemara indeed affirms, Amar marzuta la dure le'avedita b'tevios eina, to return something to such a person based on recognition. Iyadinan bey, if we know in the person de lo mishani l'bahani talas, that he only changes in these three areas, mahadrinan le, then we can return it to him because he's a truthful person. Only when he had special license to protect something would he alter the truth. V'mishani b'mili acharini, but if the person alters other things also, lo mahadrinan le, then he doesn't have this status that we can return the item to him based on recognition and his affirmation. Yosher Koach, thank you for joining.